Hi, Doug.
Hi, how you doing?
It's good. It's a pleasure listening to you. I cross the state every fourth weekend back and forth in Washington, and I listen to your show. It's a real blessing. My question is, struck me as I was listening to other fella regarding Are the Dead Really Dead,
mm-hmm.
That there was one instance where Christ was with a couple of his disciples, and he was with Moses and Elijah.
Yes.
I understand Moses died and Elijah didn't actually. He was kind of bodily in the heaven, the way I understand it. But I was wondering how you would respond to that. What's the... Were they resurrected or...
Well, that's a good question. First of all, I think it's interesting. The last thing it says in the Old Testament is, remember the law of Moses, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. And then you turn into the New Testament, and in the book of Matthew, I think it's 18, Mark chapter 9, verse 1, Moses and Elijah appear to Jesus and Peter, James, and John. Well, we know about Elijah. He received an angelic escort. He never did die, so we know how he got to heaven. If you go to the book of Jude, it tells us that Michael, the archangel, resurrected Moses. Moses received a special resurrection. Now, this is not in the Bible, but it is in Jewish tradition that 3 days after Moses died, the Lord came and resurrected him. And we have reason to believe that that's true, because we do have this passage of Scripture in Jude that Moses received a special resurrection. And they're not the only exceptions. And incidentally, that's Jude chapter 1, verse 9. You've got the example where Enoch walked with God. And he doesn't appear, you know, in the New Testament anywhere, but we know that he didn't die. God took him. Then you've got those, you know, there was a special resurrection when Jesus died on the cross. The Bible says many of those who slept rose and appeared to others in the city, and they ascended to heaven with Jesus. But that was not a universal resurrection. So there are some Christians and some saved people from this life who are in glory now, but generally speaking, the mass exodus is going to be when the Lord descends from heaven.
Is the implication then that those people that have received those sort of special dispensations, have they already been judged?
Well, evidently they're being saved not retroactively, proactively on the grace of Jesus. But the great judgment day has not occurred yet. And that's very clear. Christ says three times in John chapter 6, the judgment at the last day. So it's still future.
Yeah. Okay.
Good question.
Well, thanks a lot, Doug.
Glad you called.
God bless you.
Thanks for the call, Andy.